Good morning, Denver. Welcome to Power Players. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. I wanted to invite you to sit down and listen in. I've got with me today John Dutton on the phone from the Colorado Crush. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. Hey, you know, I don't want to snow anybody here. Everybody's got to know that we're recording this ahead of time, but I always introduce it as the morning because that's when people will be listening. But thank you for joining me during the week. I know you have a normal routine you go through, and I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to be on the program with me.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. I like sharing what God's done in my life, and hopefully it affects maybe one person. That's all I guess that matters. So
that's right.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, cool. Well, let me just I'll talk just very briefly about what you do with the Colorado Crush and a little bit about them. I'm going to turn this program over to you for the most part, but I do want to let everybody know that you are the quarterback for the Colorado Crush. We're getting ready to go into the season for 2007. In fact, the home opener is March 4th, right?
Yeah, it is. They pushed it back a month, so they added another month of off season. So we've been struggling, trying to be patient and get ready because it's a long off season, and then they push it back a month, so it's even longer. But we're getting ready, and it's right around the corner.
You got to fight through the holidays to stay in shape, don't you?
Yeah, before it was even worse. We would come to camp around January 3rd, so you get right off of Christmas and New Year's, and we're in camp. This year, I took about 2 weeks off, ate my share of bad things, and had a good time, and then now I have a month to get back into shape. So on the other hand, it was tough to take an extra month, but on the positive end, I get an extra month to recover from Christmas. So it definitely, there is some positives.
Yeah, that's a good thing for sure. Hey, that brings up something that I was reading about on the Colorado Crush website. I do want to let everybody know they can go there. That's www.coloradocrush.com if you want to find out more information about the team and about the season. But you guys actually have open tryouts going on today. As this program airs, it'll be Saturday. You have open tryouts for people. Do you ever attend those?
I have in the past, just to go watch, and, it's one of those. We have there's a couple of tryouts throughout the year. There's an invite tryout and all that stuff with the Crush and the coaches, but this one is open to whoever wants to pay some money and go out and work out for the coaches. So it's, we get pretty good numbers from people all over the place, of all skill levels, of all ages, from all, definitely all weights. And it's just a good opportunity for them to, get out there and in front of our coaches. And you never know. You never know what could happen when you go out there. But, I think it's a good opportunity for these guys who maybe have played in high school. Obviously our league is, world-class athletes out there, guys who have been in college in the NFL. But our coaches open it up, and you never know. You might find that diamond in the rough. So it's fun.
Yeah, it makes me – I'd love to go there. Maybe I'll pay just so I can go and watch because, I just watched the movie Invincible. I'm sure you've seen that movie. Or at least I'm going to guess. In that one scene where they come in and they have the open field, everybody comes out there, and I have this vision of seeing that there for the Crush tryouts.
Oh yeah, it's very, very similar. We like to find someone who is like Big Vince out there, but sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, that's a good description and a good kind of a pretty accurate thing that will go on at our open tryouts.
Well, that'll be exciting. So anybody who's listening, they want to get down there, you better get down there quick because this program's airing while it's starting. So get on down there. Hey, I do want to go over, you've got some pretty amazing records, in football. And you, obviously, it looks like tell me your story about starting, going towards the NFL. And then you had mentioned somewhere in your bio here on the Crush's website that is maybe one of the humbling things in your career. You got cut from the NFL, but then excelled unbelievably in the AFL.
Yeah, I've been on it. It's been a crazy journey. Everyone gets to where they're at in different ways, and mine is definitely one of those unique ones, and love to write a book about it someday. But, just the experience of I've had, ups and downs and, injuries and getting cut and winning championships and all that stuff. It's been a crazy ride. But, coming out of college, my whole dream was of being in the NFL and got that opportunity, got drafted, went to the Dolphins, got cut, went to the Browns the year after, got hurt, and finally figured out, hey, I just want to play football somewhere, and Europe was an option, Canadian Football League was an option, and then we had just gotten married, my wife and I, and didn't want to go anywhere else but stay in the U.S., and ended up the Arena League was the only option, really, here in the U.S., and man, what a blessing it was just to have an opportunity. I went to San Jose, and those coaches taught me, about this game and what a great organization that was, and we were very successful Really got my feet wet in the AFL the first couple of years, had a chance to start, had a chance to sit, got hurt again, just ups and downs in a three-year career, and then won the championship in 2002, and then eventually moved on here the next year as a free agent. And it was humbling at first, but ultimately as I'm getting older, I got two boys, and they get to see me play football. They get to be right there. They get to come in the locker rooms. They get to meet the guys. They get to see me playing on TV. And, it'd be nice to make those millions and millions of dollars in the NFL, but nothing beats playing the game of football and being out there every day, every game. And so it was humbling at first, but it's just I'm 31 years old and still playing football. So can't be better than that.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, as fans, and I'm kind of a new fan to the arena game. I just started watching it about a year ago, and my son, who's 10 now, just kind of turned me on to it because he had gone to one of the games for a birthday party, and man, it's awesome. So exciting out there. And as a fan of Colorado sports fan, period, we're just so thankful to have you here. What a team. You guys have an amazing team, and it's just fun to watch, no doubt. You've got some amazing stats and some career highlights that are, I'll tell you what, any NFL quarterback would look at this and go, wow, I wish I was in that position. So, hats off to you. You've got some great, great things down on paper that you've accomplished on the field for sure. So there's so much to be proud of there. But that's obviously not why we have you on this program, and I know that there's so much more going on in your life that you're much more proud of than that, and that's what we're here to talk about today. And that's how you're working with what God's given you to advance His kingdom. And that is certainly what we're called to do. We are here to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. And there's so many ways that people can do that. And when you have a stage like you've been given, it's the ones who step up and utilize that. And I don't say that to pat you on the back. I do to some degree, but I really say that to just acknowledge that your heart is with the Lord. You'd certainly have a heart for Jesus Christ and want to serve Him. And I can tell by reading some more about you and your family. Your wife does as well, and it's admirable. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's go from the arena football game to what some stuff that you've got going on now. And I want to steer people real quick to www.duttonfoundation.org. People need to log on to that. It's an inspiring website. And why don't you take over there and just tell me a little bit about what you've got going on with the Dutton Family Foundation?
Well, you hit it right on the track. I'm blessed to be able to play football for a living and provide for my family that way instead of, I don't know what other job I would want to have, but it's not because of me, it's because of God. And, it's a responsibility that he has given me to use my platform, whether it's talking to kids, whether it's around my own family, whether it's talking to a congregation at a church, whatever. I get to do those things, and God allows that because, unfortunately, because I'm an athlete. But that's just not me. There's other people. There's people in cubicles every day. There's people at the, construction sites, everything. God has put them there for a reason, and they need to use that at their platform, whether it's with one person, their coworker, whether it's with, people that are their employees, whether it's their boss or whatever. God puts you in a place for a reason. And my place is on the football field, and I take it very personal, and it's my responsibility to go and use it to, advance His kingdom. So as the years have gone on, we do a lot of charity work. We do, we give back to the community and all that. But my father-in-law had been, he set up foundations, and he kept, talking to me about it, And then finally, about a little over a year ago, we decided, hey, let's do this. And stuff just started coming together. We put together our foundation. We got all the paperwork done. And then it was just like, well, what do you want to do with it? So my wife and I, her heart has been in Africa for many years. She's always talking, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that in Africa. And I'm like, okay, my heart has always been kind of maybe doing something here. But once she started, talking about it and doing it, and then along with our foundation, it gave us the means to be able to go further with it. And our pastor here in Colorado, at Colorado Community Church, Pastor Kita, who's a head of kind of the missions part of our church, just got back from Africa in March, and Trina went and met with him just on a random thing. He presented this tour, this orphanage in Africa, and she volunteered us right away. And it's been, it's snowballed ever since. It's been one thing after another, whether it was meeting people here in Denver who's Ethiopian. And we know a lady here that's a very good friend of ours. Her brother-in-law is the pastor over in Ethiopia. That connection we've had. People coming on board our team just to help us and donate. And it's just been a crazy thing to see God work. And obviously it's nothing we've done. It's just all God's work, and we're just kind of trying to follow it and do the right things. But, you know, we went over there in July, more of a needs assessment in Ethiopia to this orphanage, and just kind of was like, what do they need? What can we come back here and start raising money for, meeting those people, building those relationships? And man, what a great time that was. That was probably our best vacation we've ever taken, to see their faith and their love in Christ. It's unbelievable. We don't have to rely on God like they do. And it's sad to say that, because we can go get food, we can go get shelter somewhere, but they have to rely on God for every meal, everything over there. And it's just to see these kids from 6 years old up to 12 years old praising God morning till night, you know, where they're getting up for 2 hours praising God, singing and reading everything, and then before they go to bed, they're doing the same. And just their heart, it's just a truly blessing to be over there and to see that, and to come back here and to instill it into our family, into our life. And it was truly just a life-changing experience being over there. And I encourage everyone, whether it's here in America, whether it's down in Mexico, or going to Africa, to experience something like that, where you really feel blessed for just having clean water, to having, you know, food whenever you want. And it's truly an eye-opener.
Wow. Well, it's you and I have talked a few times on the phone now, briefly here and there, but just when you get started on that, I hear the passion for this ministry, and it's awesome, and it's so encouraging. And again, I just want everybody to check out this website. I know you're going to be doing some things to change the website up, you had told me, but people need to go to this www.duttonfoundation.org. And I know that there's a million great ministries going on in Africa and stuff, but this is one. I'm just so impressed by what you guys have got started over there. And just to touch on a couple things that are on the website now that I was reading, let me ask you this. The Ethiopian Covenant Church is it pronounced just like it looks, Holita?
Holeta.
Holeta,
yeah,
Ethiopia.
And, actually, the church is, we wrote this before we went over there and got kind of the details.
Okay.
Once we got back, we haven't updated, but the church is actually in the capital city. It's Addis Ababa.
Okay.
And then the orphanage is in Holeta, which is about an hour outside of the main city.
Right. Regardless, there, you had put some statistics on there that say there are currently 2,500 homeless children. And I mean, I'm even going to guess that maybe even be conservative from other research that I've seen out there too. That I mean, there are literally, however we put it, it's thousands of homeless children. And you know, the next statement here, that there's so many that have been born out of prostitution, because of poverty or just neglect and rejection. They've been abandoned. There's kids over there that have HIV, AIDS. They're malnourished. There's just so many. I mean, the reasons to get involved, the reasons to support a ministry like this, or to do just anything you possibly can, and that's me included. You know, I mean, I enjoy the comforts of the country that we live in. I enjoy the safety net that we have here. Even though, you know, my life hasn't been a bed of roses by our standards, but by their standards, I live like a king. And I'll tell you, it's just amazing, and it touches my heart every time I read stuff about these kids or see these pictures. It's depressing and encouraging, and it's convicting. And I'm just so glad that you're doing this. And what a way to use the recognition that you've gained here in this country. What a way to use it to God's glory. I just wanted to thank you for that. And I get emotional almost every time I look at this. Ever since you and I talked about it, it's just amazing what you guys have going on over there.
Oh yeah, thank you. And you know, it's, you know, like, you know, there's so much stuff going on here. You know, there's poverty here in America. And those are, you know, for us, our calling is in Africa. And, you know, a lot of people, well, why in Africa? Why not here? It's like, well, I don't know. God has us over there for a reason. You know, we do stuff here in the U.S. We do stuff, you know, around here in Denver. But for some reason, God has us over in Africa for a reason. And the way I look at it, yeah, they're not American, but they're God's kids. They're God's children. There's God's people. We're all the same. And, for some reason, we're over thousands of miles away trying to help these people out, and just a blessing it is. I look at it as a blessing that God has put on us to be able to experience this and be able to go over there and just be affected by those people. They feel we're affecting them. No, I think they're affecting us more than we can ever affect them, just by their heart and by their way of just how they just rely on God, how their faith, and it's truly affected me and my family. And so it's just an honor to go over there and spend time with them.
Absolutely. Well, amen to that. And I do want to encourage people. That's true. You made a very good point there that this is where you're called. And again, I do want to encourage people to help out. But it is right. God will use us right where we're at. And anybody who's listening, I just, you know, regardless of your stature, regardless of your status, whether it's a financial or a, you know, if you're in a position of power or popularity, whatever it might be, God has a purpose for you right where you're at. And he will, you know, he'll reveal a way or a direction or a place where you can do his work for him. And it doesn't have to be there. It can be here, or it can just be anywhere. And it's funny when you start walking on the right side and you start following God and you're open to hearing his calling, it really becomes very visible to you that he really can use you the way that he wants to use you. And if we can release our self-driven direction, sometimes we can be exposed to what he wants us to do. So he'll use you right where you're at. I want to encourage everybody to know that it doesn't matter your situation. God's got a purpose for you, for sure. And because we know this great news that Christ has come and died and rose again for us and paid that penalty for us, that we need to share it regardless of our situation, for sure. So, hey, I do want to say again that I haven't mentioned this part yet, but going into the Dutton Foundation, you've got a couple other ministries that spring out of that, and one of them is called Mark 10:14. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, you know, we might be kind of changing it a little bit.
That's okay.
You know, it's one of those where, you know, I was doing trying to do a mentoring program, and, you know, as I've gotten into it, God has really changed my heart, not necessarily away from those type of kids, but more, I think we might get into more, I have a real heart for kids who, you know, are very, very less fortunate, obviously at-risk kids, but more the effect of, you know, whether it's a disease or terminal cancer or something like that at the Children's Hospital. And I really want to do that here in Denver, give back there. We get to go to Children's Hospital once in a while, and just to see their spirit, and I mean, they know what's going on, and I don't know how to explain it. I think it's more of a, you just go in there, you don't know what to say, you don't know, I mean, what do you say, you know, oh, how are you doing? Well, obviously, you know, they're not doing good, or there's the parent sitting there, and you got a five-year-old kid who is terminally ill, and these parents, and I just go in there, and I just want to give support, you know, and that's all you can do, and I think I want to move into that aspect here in the Denver area. Once a week, going and visiting these kids, just being a friend, you know. And I think a lot of guys on our team do that. And I'm going to bring them aboard my thing and go once a week, maybe twice a week, just to go and spend time. You know, whether they don't get to see a game, bring in some game film, watch it with them, and just let them be a normal kid. And obviously, it's hard being in the hospital and sitting there. They know what's going on, and just to give them support, pray with them. And then ultimately, I think it'd be nice through the foundations to start raising some money for that, for the parents, whether it's medical bills, whether it's just paying a mortgage payment, you know, if they need it, you know, because the medical bills get crazy. And just to kind of go, it's kind of in the first stage right now, trying to put it on paper, trying to kind of work out some of the details. But I just think giving back that way, that's on my heart. God has definitely put that on my heart. I drive by the Children's Hospital, I'm like, I need to be in there helping out, because I get to go home. My family's healthy. We don't, every day they have to go through that. And we're very fortunate just to have two healthy boys. And, but I want to give back that way. So kind of tweaking that a little bit. So, our next update on the website, we'll start putting that, into it, but just another way for me to give back, but also for my teammates to come aboard and just give back to those kids and just give them support and perform and invite them to the games, have them there. If they can't, shoot, we'll bring the game to them the day after the game and watch film with them or whatever. So I think it's, you know, we'll see where God takes it. Right now, that's what I'm thinking, and we'll go from there.
It sounds very cool, no doubt. Well, I'll touch on just a few more things. We'll run out of time here fairly quickly, I'm sure, but I want to mention, you have two boys, right?
Yes.
But soon you are in process of potentially having another child here.
Yeah, you know, we always say we have two boys and one on the way, and then they look at my wife and they're like, "Well, she doesn't look pregnant." we went over to Africa, not even, you know, we had talked about adoption before, and but nothing real serious. And when we got to Africa and went to the orphanage, stayed there with the kids for 5 days, it was like, why not? I mean, what what's it going to hurt? Or, you know, and God just put it on our heart for Miki, who's he's in between 10 and 12 years old. So we're going to make him turn 11. And it's kind of nice to get the choice of when his birthday is and all that. But just being over there, seeing him and seeing where he comes from, his background, he's experienced more than I will ever have to experience. And that's a blessing for me, just what he's been through. So he's the oldest boy out of the orphanage. And we thought, well, you know, it's hard to adopt. It's hard to get older kids adopted. And we could not think of a reason why not to. And right. So we came home right after that trip, got the paperwork going. Now we're just waiting. Any day we could hear, hey, you know, in 2 weeks you can go back over and pick him up. He knows that he's coming over here. He's so excited. And it's just a waiting game. But, yeah, like I said before, we're going to give him a new life. We're going to give him a family. He's going to have two younger brothers. He's going to have a great family around him, great friends, being able to come to the games and do experience that. But also he's going to be able to come over here and affect our lives in a positive way. And we're going to learn so much from him. My boys are going to look out to him and see him reading the Bible every day, praising God every day. And it's just, I can't wait till he's going to add so much to our family that I think that's going to be truly a blessing for us. So we're looking forward to it. I'm trying to be patient with it. And hopefully within a month, we'll have him over here and in a part of being my third son. So it's definitely a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Well, my family would be praying for you, and I encourage all of our listeners to be praying for you for that too. Like I said, we are running out of time. I do want to ask you two important things, and one of them is this. You know, I by going through the website a little bit, I read some stuff your wife has written in there about her testimony, and it's obvious to me that she is a major, major player in your life, and it's always good to give our wives some credit, so I want to give you the mic for a minute to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shoot, I wouldn't be where I am at today. Career, and for sure my spiritual life. So, I mean, she gets all the credit. She does so much for, I got to do a lot of stuff. My job gets stressful. I bring it home sometimes, we got the two boys and she's at home. And just that part of it, wives get all the credit. But then on the other hand, just my faith, how it's grown. I mean, it wouldn't even be close with her and her support and her just to watch her. I mean, her faith and what we've been through, and she stuck by me through everything, good and bad, always there. And but she's her own person, and her love for God, and it's just it's encouraging to me, because it's like women are just, I don't know, it's just so they're so much more just outgoing with that a lot more times than men. And just to see her, I just like, oh, shoot, she's doing this, she's doing that. I got to keep up with her. So, yeah. But truly, my backbone in my life and my boys' life. And like I said, there's no way I'd be here playing football without her, or with my faith without her. So truly my a gift from God in my life, and owe her all the credit in the world.
Well, I echo that same sentiment for mine as well. I'd be nowhere without her. Thank God that he has blessed both you and I with wonderful spouses. Well, I want to mention again to the listeners that the season opener is March 4th for The Crush. You can get tickets online at www.coloradocrush.com or call 720-258-3400. That's 720-258-3400. That's the ticket line at the Pepsi Center. I do have to mention one other thing, and I apologize for drifting away from your sport for a second, but on the 27th, in a week, the Nuggets versus the Nets, if you go early, Bob George, a Christian radio host himself, will be speaking. That starts at 4 o'clock, and your tickets for the game are good enough to get you in. So go and enjoy Bob George. You will be blessed, and then you'll have some there'll be some entertainment between him and the game. So you can check that out, too. Again, that's the 27th, Nuggets versus the Nets at the Pepsi Center. And all the listeners can log into my website, www.powerplayersradio.com, and I'll have a link up there for you, John, to both the Colorado Crush and to the Dutton Foundation website, so that even if it goes down for a little bit while you're working on it, people will still be able to always go back and get on that through our website. So everybody check out my website at www.powerplayersradio.com, and you will be able to click on the football link, and you'll get some more information about John and be able to link up to his websites for sure. So last thing, John, because we are on the edge, but you mentioned something in your bio on The Crush, and that is your favorite football moment, and you said it was a miraculous first home win versus Las Vegas in 04. Can you tell me about that a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, I've won two championships. I've, you know, had some good success. But that game really stood out, not because we won the game, but just how God played a part in it. And we came off a tough year in 2003. Came back. We had new coach, new players, everything. And here we go again. You know, yeah. We're first home game. I fumbled the ball, and that was it. I was like, I'm done. I'm getting cut. I'm done. I'm not playing this anymore. I can't deal with this anymore. Player on my team came up, Ahmad Hawkins. Everyone knows him as Hawk and Birdman, all that. He just said, man, God has you here for a reason, you know, stay strong. And I went out there, and I was just, we scored two touchdowns in about 14 seconds, won the game. And from there, we've had the highest winning percentage in 3 years here in the whole AFL. And just to see, it wasn't because of me. It wasn't because of our player. I just wasn't the game. It was how God moved and really was instrumental in that, and just to see his presence on the football field was unbelievable. So I will never forget that game, and my wife talked about it all the time, and it's just one of those moments where you'll never forget.
Huh. Well, I want to again thank you for taking time out of your day, coming on the program with me, and I'm sure that you and I'll have an opportunity to talk and work together in some capacity here in the future. I'm thankful for your ministry, and I just pray that that you will continue to move forward with everything that you've got working. So, John Dutton, Colorado Crush quarterback, thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, thanks. Thank you for having me. And just out there, just keep it going. And whatever you do, have faith in God. And wherever you're at, he has you there for a reason. So, God bless you. And thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.